Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 on the Eastern Type Coast. If you are listening to us live, if it ain't that time, perhaps your ear holes are sucking us in as a podcast, as on iTunes at Stitcher, crabdiving.com, or you're listening
sucky,
to us
sucky.
As a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams right. for you 24/7 here at crabdiving.com/listen. However, yeah. whenever, wherever you're listening to us, we appreciate the, laughing our ass off.
Fuck, oh, yes. Anarchy, baby. Anarchy.
We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. Talk to us on social media.
Danke.
Et cetera, et cetera. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
I just want to say shout out to all our Facebook followers and likers and things of that nature. You guys fucking rock.
You're our rocks.
You're bigly.
You're my stones.
You're huge.
My big stones.
Hey, in case you're wondering, the stones you got over here, nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about.
What do you mean?
I was making a reference. You don't remember Trump when he says, hey, there's nothing to worry about in that department.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's
a big,
right.
thick Coke can.
You know what they say about big hands.
I don't know. You got tiny little fucking hands, wacko.
Tweet us during the show if you like, or anytime at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out.
Fuck you.
First of all, I have to say
yes.
To Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch.
Mitch's evil plan, which will probably work out eventually, but
yes.
at least it's being delayed for a moment
That's
or
right.
two.
Mitch.
Maybe allowing our anuses to dilate a Ooh. Little bit to accept the giant paint can fucking yes. we're about to
oh,
take.
Wow, do I need to stretch out a little yoga. Mitch, pack up those boobs and go home. Nobody likes you. Nobody ever liked you. Can you believe he's married? I know we talked about it.
Somebody said he's got dead eyes like a shark, and it's kind of true. When
oh,
you look
yeah.
at him, there's like there's no life in his eyes, except when Ooh. He thinks about poor people dying
right.
or starving to death. Then he gets a little gleam.
Is it true that when he copulates with his poor fucking wife, that his
you.
Eyes roll back in his head like a shark when he's going in to eat out the asshole of a surfer?
I'm a pioneer.
Thank you.
If you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, and it doesn't cost you fuck all, you
Hello.
Can do so by buying shit on the internet through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, and then you don't have to listen to a
yes.
bunch of fucking commercials.
I got
to
go on Amazon, by the way, and get another Citronella candle. Those work, but I need one more.
You can't go through our portal, though.
Oh, I cannot, but I shall. But
it's double dipping. We're not allowed to
oh,
do
okay.
that.
Okay. Am I allowed to go to Amazon still and buy shit?
Well, sure.
Without
you just
our,
can't. You can't claim the commission for us because.
No, I don't even know how to do that.
We're us.
But so. Wait, no, I do know how to do that. We tell people how to do it all
just
the fucking time.
Right? Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
No
and
shit.
Whatever you buy. We might as well just go right to the headlines because it's probably going to be what I just laughed my ass off about is
fuck you.
Mitch McConnell's attempt to... it really isn't... I don't even think it's that they hate the poor. I just don't care. They just want to give tax cuts to their rich golf buddies and their towel snapping friends.
Oh yes,
and that's all they give. That's all they care about.
Meet me in the steam room.
Here is.
Can you imagine Mitch the bitch in the steam room sitting there pouring water on rocks? It's getting all hot.
Ugh.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, deep within the crab diving bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida, dateline June 27th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
Oh, your headline. Over. Oh, I got another fake one. Sardis, Georgia.
Sardis! Oh, that's, sounds good there if you're a person of color, I would think. Sardis.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey, babe.
Huff Post.
Oh, suck on my dick.
Arianna Huffington is like, it used to be my name, but it's not anymore.
Yeah, we changed it.
Huff. Bill on fire. It says Trump care vote postponed.
Wait, is this a victory for the libs, the progressives?
Well, it's a non paint can fucking.
Oh, really? Well, then
but
that's a victory.
It's still looming above our anu, any, yes. Any eye.
It's a sword of Damocles, shaped like a big, scary dildo.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. Thanks,
there
Kentucky.
Is nothing.
Thanks, you cuddle bears from Kentucky.
Fuck you. What? Name, quick. In the interest of being fair and balanced, name, give me something positive about Mitch the bitch. Go.
He's white.
No. Don't you wish... Somebody,
are we talking about Mitch? Because there's nothing.
There's nothing. God, his wife has sex with him. Blah, blah.
Prove it. Prove
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Fake news.
Citations.
Fake fucking news.
Smell his finger.
Boo.
Or her.
Oh, my God. Please, someone kill me.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told senators on Tuesday, I'm
delay the vote on the Senate GOP health care bill.
Suck my dick.
It's almost a little bit like Tillerson, too, right?
Oh, don't yeah.
They both have that, they sound like the parents on Peanuts on the old cartoon with a twinge of evil.
when you said they sound like the penis, I was like, you said he sounds like a penis. And I'm like, oh, I've never thought about, well, the voice of a cock, it is like Mitch the bitch.
McConnell told reporters, we will not be on the bill this week, but we're still working toward getting at least 50 people in a comfortable place. We're putting their feet up, putting a little cushion underneath their ball sacks.
You know, that how infuriating. Not only are you going to fuck up everybody's health care, you want the people fucking it up to be comfortable whilst they're doing it.
Sure.
Everybody, please. Anarchy all over the fucking place. Fuck this shit. I call anarchy. This sucks.
Well, anarchy's not good.
I know.
We want erky.
Oh, yeah. What do we want? Erky?
Democracy.
We want erky.
Despite what the Koch brothers and their ilk want.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
The senators were originally slated to vote this week.
Yes.
Following this secret. Hiding in the closet process that Mitch put together.
Jack me off.
Him and 12 other old white guys.
Oh, yes. Human centipede all day.
But the yesterday's CBO report really put a torpedo in their bungholes.
Shit. That is worse than a paint can fucking.
And they ended up it got better. Instead of 23 million people getting kicked off healthcare, it's only going to be 22.
Can you imagine you work at an ER, the hospital? How many times a night do you see during your shift, someone comes in and is like, hey, I got something stuck in my ass and it's a torpedo? Oh, shit. What do you do?
Punt.
Wait for it to punt it. Give it to somebody else. Pass it off on another doctor.
Meanwhile, it'll be 15 million just next year alone. Of this 22 million, next year, 15 million of those would be bye-bye off of healthcare.
That's not enough.
At least five of the GOPers up in the Senate have said they're not going to vote to even proceed with it.
Nah.
several other ones were pretending to be on the fence following the CBO analysis.
What was it? Did they not want to go back to their constituents and deal with people throwing shit at them at these town halls?
Well, they're torn because they promised their people they were going to rip it out root and branch and that was going to solve everybody's problems. And now that they're able to rip it out root and branch, people are finding out it's paint can fucking. And the people are like, well, wait a second. You said it was going to help us. And all the indicators are it's going to help a bunch of rich people. And that's it.
You know, they would vote on it. They would vote on this if they didn't think there'd be a public backlash, which is fucked up. Because these fucking GOP dick knocker fuck shitheads, they want to have their job.
And they barely care about the public.
Barely.
By the way, they're trying to do their best to get rid of the purpose of the public. They're really, I mean, especially Trump. And these oligarchs are trying to get rid of the democratic process that the founders put in place. I was just listening to Sam Cedar show from, I believe it was yesterday, and he had an author. I'm going to look it up, in fact, because I want to get the book.
Looking it up.
She was following these Koch fucks.
Yes.
And basically, and their ilk, and how they really are following the philosophy of John C. Calhoun, one of the friends back in the late 1700s days.
Who the fuck is that?
Who really didn't want this democracy thing. He wasn't into the masses voting. He wanted a bunch of rich land-owning white people only. He wanted a fiefdom. He wanted indentured servitude, basically.
Right. You know what pisses me off is I don't even know this John C. Calhoun. Who the fuck knows of John C. Calhoun? He's from the 1700s, but yet these dickheads have a hard-on for something he wrote?
Well, and it starts from then. He had his followers who apparently they're still around today who think we shouldn't let only the wealthy people who are obviously so much better than the others, only they should be in charge.
You know, dude, I mean, listen. There is Shakespeare. I was going to say, why are you going to pay attention to why are you going to live by a philosophy written in the 1700s? I mean, since then we've had penicillin, air flight, driving, dogs. Well, wait, no, wait. When were dogs invented? When were they invented? I don't know.
On the fifth day, right?
Why the fuck? Why the fuck? Do we want to live like the way somebody suggested to live in the fucking 1700s, dude? When were you invented, Kate?
Well, slavery.
Yeah, oh my God, black people have to be losing their mind. Like, what the fuck?
But I mean, that's a pro for some of them.
Oh yeah, wait a second.
That's what they want now. How little can we pay our workers so that we make profits?
What did that lunatic Michelle Bachmann, didn't she say, boy, if we got rid of the minimum wage, think about all those jobs we'd create.
Right, yeah.
Hey, dickhead, what does she use at this? Hey, Michelle, when you go grocery shopping, what do you buy your milk with? What? Money.
Blood money that her fraud husband took from people who he tries to convince that they're not gay.
Is that not the nastiest shit ever? You think of those gay conversion therapies and
horrible.
Beat the gay out of you, pray the gay out of you. Christians are violent nutballs, you guys.
Which is funny that the whole gay thing isn't a choice. But their heinous religious beliefs are 100% a choice.
No, see, the fucked up thing with that is they'll say that it ain't a choice. God is just God. There's no fucking choice. You know what I mean? Which doesn't make any fucking sense.
Nancy McLean is the author of the book called Democracy in Chains, The Deep History of the Radical Rights. The Deep History of the Radical Rights Stealth Plan for America.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Listen, they're winning this shit.
And they're winning. They're taking over at the state levels, and they want to fuck with the Constitution. That's what we were talking about the other day. The Mercers and the Kochs are gleeful. They're trying to win more state legislatures so that they can just totally shred the fucking Constitution. And then they're pretending. That's what this author was making the point, that they pretend to be the banner wavers of the founders. And it's just the opposite. That James Madison loathed these people and was anti-Calhoun. And James Buchanan also was another one who was way into property owners are better than us. We don't want to let the dummies vote.
Damn, man. Don't you think Do you think we're at the mercy of idiots that want to run our country based on their understandings of writings from 1700, from the 1700s? And really, they're kind of stupid. And that's kind of the issue.
And there was some society, the Mount Pelerin Society. It's this group of, let's call them white old men, surely, in the 50s.
A weird cult, right?
Who want to take over the world. And they, one of their poobahs basically said, well, you know what? We're losing the demographics, so we're just going to have to try to push for non-democratic forms of government.
What?
Yeah. But in order for us to win and be in charge, we're losing the demographic battle, so we're just going to have to try to scrap this whole democracy thing so that we can stay in charge. I mean, said it. He said it. Well, I mean, and that's what they've been trying to do, and the Koch brothers have been insidiously evil and very effective with the Americans for Prosperity and all these right-wing nutjob groups. They specifically target individual groups of dummies. But, and they get them on board.
Why can't these guys be altruistic? Wouldn't it be great if their goal was to create, like, free love, you know, let's go smoke
weed? But no, they were born
and,
into money, so they have no idea what any of that's like.
If anybody's listening out there, if you can supply me with an army, by the way, I'm speaking in total hyperbole, supply me with an army, you know, a big fucking force or whatever, and here's what I'll change in America tomorrow. Weed, legal, bam. Every straight white male lead in every fucking Hollywood production will now be gay. And during every show, they will take a cock.
I've got the fire of human liberty.
I don't sound like him. I'm right. We just need one guy to take
over. He
does
that hyperbole thing, too. Yeah. I'm just speaking hyperbolically. I'm playing a character right now.
Don't you think? Wouldn't you trust me? I just want to be in office for a year, and I'll be transparent.
Well, I don't care.
Fuck.
A benevolent dictator still has that dictator.
But I'm
going to
make everything better. I'm making everything a
lot
better.
That's what people who support Trump think.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make gay marriage is legal.
Well, I would agree. I would.
No guns.
Well, right, but
I am coming.
We don't want to do that.
I am coming for your fucking guns.
It's anti our whole system, because who's to say some nasty asshole comes along and hits you over the head and then says, "Well, I've got all the power he had." Gay people in camps.
No.
Atheists in camps.
I got a couple of guys to ringer guys from my softball
never
team.
Ends.
They're
it never
gonna
ends.
Be, they'll protect me from that shit.
Oh, I'm sure. there you go. It's a headline over to the Huff Post is that Mitch McConnell not able to completely screw the American people and poor people and hand his tax breaks to his rich fuckers.
And he,
right now
completely screw now? Absent
who?
The help of any pharmaceuticals. Can he completely screw?
Oh, probably.
Dying. His poor fucking
probably
wife.
Puts on those late night videos of starving kids and jerks off to it.
Is that what he says?
Oh, yeah.
Porn?
I love the ones with the flies in their eyes.
I like to jack off to baby cancer.
Yeah.
Hey, Mitch, you couldn't deliver this fucking bill, but yet you made Schindler give your wife a fucking job. What gives? That's what I'd be saying if I was Trump.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, wee wee, fuck you.
Oh, God.
Oh, what is it?
There's so much fuck watery going on over there. There's the covers of two different books that apparently are out. One by Eric Bolling.
Oh, that guy writes books.
Called The Swamp. Washington's murky pool of corruption and cronyism, and how Trump can drain it.
Eric Bolling, you must be writing science fiction. That's your genre.
Page one, drop your pants. Page two, generously lube up your anal orifice.
Prepare for a ball gag, bitch.
God, the servile bootlickery is really gross. They talked about
it's so
the cult.
Fucked up.
They talked about the cult of Obama all the time, right? If
yeah,
you said,
yeah,
hey, I kind of like this Obamacare thing, you're in his cult. You're an Obama cult. And then we say, well, I don't like the drone strikes. You're in his cult. Well, we just disagreed with him. I don't like the NSA spying either. You're still in his cult. Meanwhile, these ones are literally not challenging him on anything. He would tell them today is Wednesday And they would say, oh, I thought it was Tuesday, but obviously I'm wrong because dear leader, great leader said it's Wednesday. And he's right. He's going to save us from all the socialists and the niggers.
You know, man, it's, you know, as a progressive, you hear the shitler say shit. And then you hear him lie. I'll say the exact opposite thing. And my mind still works this way. I'm like, oh, my God. Surely people won't tolerate this bullshit from him. I gotta stop thinking like that. For some reason, this shitler has found a way to exploit a group of idiots.
Several different groups of idiots.
He can lie directly
it's
to them.
A coalition of idiots.
It's bullshit. It's obvious bullshit. They eat it up every fucking time. He said he came and he said, I'm going to impose a travel ban when he was running for office. He even held the paper of which the word travel ban was written, I think, until we figure out what the hell
Donald
is going
J.
on.
Trump called for the immediate ban of all Muslims entering the country.
But
until
it's not
we
a travel
figure
ban.
Figure out what the hell's going on.
But then it's not a travel. That's right. He said that until we figure out what the hell is going on. Just put on a Klansman robe, you dick fuck. But he lied. He said it wasn't a travel ban. It is.
The other book over at the Drudge Report that they printed the book cover is Mark Levin. Rediscovering Americanism and the tyranny of progressivism.
God, what is wrong with these fucking people? I want to see what's in Mark Levin's basement. How many ball gags do you own? How many latex gimp suits do you have?
Mark Levin's Rediscovering Americanism and Assault on the Media and Progressives and a Call for Americans to Take Back Their Company debuts at number one today on Amazon.
Number one on what? What idiots read?
Well, you know what? That's what I'm looking at because I'm willing to bet that it's probably number one in politics or something. And they're saying, because if it's number one in general, we're fucked.
Pack it up, baby. Pack it up. Listen, I hope there's some benevolent aliens that are like calling all Democrats. We're going to teleport you to this magic heaven spaceship and take you to the planet of blowjobs and fucking unicorns.
Of course, maybe he's like Ted Cruz and he just bought up a whole bunch himself. To try to get on the... Remember that?
Exactly what happened. And until you prove to me that Mark Levin did not do that, because that is a straight up GOP bullshit move.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's some bullshit.
It's right there on the first page. When you look at bestsellers, it might be the,
but it's your computer and your computer knows that you like look up a bunch of Mark Levin bullshit probably.
But if I'm just looking for just best-selling books.
But what about the cookies?
But it would still, it's not going to change the list of bestsellers.
Oh, yeah. What about algorithms?
Assuming, unless they're Republicans. And they don't care about facts and math.
Algorithms.
Anyway, so that's also at the Drudge Report. But the headline is Vicious Virus Goes Global.
Oh, shit.
Just the beginning. And it's not one that makes your nether regions itch.
Oh, perfect.
Computer systems from Russia to the United States were struck today in an international cyber attack that bore similarities to a recent assault that crippled tens of thousands of machines worldwide.
So wait, it happened to us over here today?
A whole bunch of places.
Well, I didn't notice.
As reports of the attack spread quickly, the Ukrainian government said that several of its ministries... What, didn't the Ukrainians recently have some power grids shut down? And,
oh, yes.
They found nipple prints all over them?
They were all over the place.
The Ukrainian government said several of its ministries' radiation monitoring at Chernobyl,
local
banks and metro systems were affected. A number of companies, including Danish shipping giant Maersk, Rosneft, the Russian energy giant, was also hit.
Ooh.
Saint-Gobain. the French Construction Materials Company, and WPP, the British Advertising Agency, also were targeted.
But did those matter? Are they big companies, or did we give a fuck, or whatever?
Also in the United States, Merck, the drug giant, well, as much agony as they could suffer,
What if we run out of boner pills?
As did some multinational law firm, DLA Piper.
Piper, go fuck yourself. Damn.
So they're not quite sure who's behind it yet.
Yeah. The Russians. That's who's fucking behind it. I already figured it out.
It's one of these digital ransom things where they lock up your computers and they demand a ransom before they'll give you control back.
Listen, if the fucking Russians that did that to my fucking computer, they did the digital ransom bullshit, if you're listening to me, I would like some of my shit back. So just give it to me. Because I'm nice. I'm not a dickhead. I'm not trying to fuck with anybody. Well, give me the shit back on my motherfucking computer.
It's been a couple of years since that happened. I think there's a couple new things out that might be able to unlock your...
You told me I had to heat up my computer to make it do something.
That's a separate computer and a separate issue.
Am I conflating?
Yes.
Damn!
Your locked computer is on your tower, and your laptop is the one that needs to be heated up.
I thought you told me if I heated up my computer, I could get the shit that the Russians took.
No. No. Two separate IT sessions.
When you have IT sessions with me, the shit needs to be clear, because I might misunderstand it, okay?
There's a chip issue in your specific laptop that it locks up the... It locks it up, and then you can actually get in there and retrieve. It's fucked, but you can get in there and retrieve the data, resurrect it temporarily if you
like Jesus.
Maybe heat it up a lot, and it might connect for you long enough to. But anyway,
That's
other deal,
fucking nuts,
is the ransomware on your old computer,
right?
Is 3 years old now, or something like that, and that I saw that that version of encryption that they used 3 years ago, they might. Now we might be able to get some of your data back.
Yeah, that's right, pussies. Nah, I don't say pussies. I thought I was gonna not. I wasn't gonna say that ever.
But anyway,
fuck you.
So yeah, a bunch of attacks. That's the headline over to the Drudge Report.
Why can't we go get them back or something? Let's attack them back. Can we do that?
Well, we found out yesterday or day before that the Obama administration kind of did, right? That they started launching some shit in retaliation against Russia.
We're going to fuck you up.
Even though they waited too fucking long.
Yeah.
To
do anything.
Kind of. Well, one of the problems was that we found out within the past couple of days was that they thought Hillary's going to win. Everybody thought Hillary's going to win. So they're like, well, okay, look, if we go public screaming about this, Mitch the bitch. Reports are that he literally said, if you go public with this, we will make it political. And the administration didn't want to look like they were trying to get too involved in the election.
They didn't want it to be political, right?
They didn't want to go out and say, hey, Russia's trying to help Trump win, because then Trump would say, and Mitch McConnell, all the Republicans would squeal and say, oh, look, fake news, the Obama's trying to...
Typical.
Hillary win.
See, that is typical progressive kind of thinking.
So they waited, and they figured, well, she's going to win anyway. There's no fucking way this lunatic is going to win. There's not enough dummies in this country to vote for that asshole. And guess what?
You know, I honestly, and I love Obama. I thought he was a great president, but Jesus, that's a fuck up. And you know, you fucking liberals, quit thinking like that. That is that's loser thinking. You can't worry about. Anything you do, the GOP is going to scream and bitch about it, especially the Schittler. They are going to take the lowest common denominator type of attack against you, and they're going to make you look stupid or say shit to you that you're not going to want to hear, but you got to do it anyway. That's the price. That's the pay. That's what it costs you. You have to look like you're a scumbag or have the appearance of being a scumbag. Get dirty. Let's fuck them up. Hyperbole. I mean, or not. I mean, you know,
I'm animated.
Damn it. I am not him. I am not him. I'm not Hitler either.
I didn't play that one.
No, I know.
Over. So those are your headlines. You know, Drudge is all worried about the cyber attacks. They're not worried about the attacks that may have changed our election.
If Obama would have said something.
They don't care about that.
Oh, no.
That cyber attack.
See, that is bananas.
That's fake news. That didn't happen.
God damn it.
But this, they're all over it.
I hate Trump so much. What a fucking dickhead. Just, we got a guy who's president that doesn't fight fair, you know? And we are saddled with progressives that fight fair. And we got to figure out how to make Elizabeth Warren dirty. And Cory Booker, they have to get dirty. Al Franken, get dirty, baby. You can do it.
Today, the White House had their press jerk off, and the
in the Rose Garden,
it was Sarah Huckabee Sanders
who
was in charge today.
I heard part of her shit. She is a true deplorable.
But stealing the show was the person who she introduced, Rick Perry, our energy secretary.
Oh, God. I had a question. I was like, we were talking about all that hacking shit, and you mentioned the Ukraine stuff or the Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Is Rick Perry protecting us from having our nuclear shit
hacked
upon? Oh, good.
Yeah. He just found out about that whole missile shit, right?
What did he say? Oops.
So, basically, Rick Perry's out of his mind. It says, over at the Raw story, the tense mood at the White House was interrupted Tuesday with the wild antics of Energy Secretary Rick Perry.
What in the fuck does that mean? Was he running around with his six shooter firing into the air or some shit?
Rick Perry was asked if Donald Trump agrees with you know, the world that human activity is contributing to climate change. And the energy secretary of the United States of America said, I have not had that conversation with him.
Oh, my God.
The number one issue in regards to the environment and energy, and our energy secretary has not had that conversation.
What's he been doing, though?
Rick Perry?
Yeah, like at his job.
I think they've got a really good Tetris game on his computer.
You know, every so often my boss will
play Tetris. Yeah.
My boss.
What am I thinking?
Yeah, he ain't playing Tetris.
No, he's a moron.
My boss asks me all the time, what have you been working on? What has he been fucking doing with his fucking time, that fuck? Is he learning the fucking jazz square, the grapevine? Is he doing DTS again?
Saying he's going back to dancing?
I think he should.
Caught the bug?
Listen, he was good. I don't give a fuck. He actually looked like he knew what he was doing. I don't know about this energy shit. God, go back to dancing, dickhead.
He's still pulling that bullshit. We played a little bit of Al Franken grilling this moron the other day. And when Rick Perry says, well, we should have a conversation. We should have red and blue teams debating over this climate change stuff.
I love that.
And Al Franken basically said, well, that's science. It's kind of what science does. They say, look at what's happening.
Right.
Here's a theory. No, here's a theory. They get together, they fight it out, and they agree on a consensus theory, which 97%+, and then the other three are coke whores or fossil fuel whores. Follow the money.
Yeah.
Where the 3% of climate, and I'm going to put quotes around scientists, where they say, no, man has nothing to do with global warming.
It's like I wanted to ask Rick Perry in that hearing. I'm like, okay. So you're doing this red team, blue team bullshit, figuring gravity out, and if water freezes, are you sitting around doing little experiments as the Department of Energy secretary? I mean, I think there's other shit for you to do. He's not the scientist.
He's still saying this bullshit of let's have the conversation. There's nothing wrong with being a skeptic, he said. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. When it's 97%. If you're an evolution skeptic, you're a fucking moron and you're wrong. If you're a climate change skeptic, you're a septic. tank of a you human being, and you're a fucking moron.
That's not what we need the Secretary of Energy to do. That's not what... That's like saying that we have the Secretary of Defense deciding, you know, like, how to shoot a gun. Do you know what I mean? Is it like that, or... You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just saying it's odd that our fucking Department of Energy wants to do secretary, wants to do experiments with the sun and shit like that.
Now,
climate change.
Perry does admit that there's, that man, that the climate is changing and that man is having an impact on it. What he says is bullshit is that man is the prime mover, that it's, you know, anthropogenic, and that it's it's our fault.
Right. And Rick Perry, what did he say about the anthropogenic shit? Did he agree?
The idea that we can't have an intellectual conversation about just what are the actual impacts. He said, the climate is changing. Man is having an impact on it. I've said that time after time. The idea that we can't have an intellectual conversation about just what are the actual impacts. I mean, as late was this last week, I think they meant as late as this last week, an undersecretary for the Obama administration, Steve Koonin, says he believes we need to have a sit down, have a conversation.
What does he mean a sit down? You know what I mean? His job is not, we don't need you to, I don't even know how to explain this. We don't need you to decide what the effects of global warming are. We need you to allocate money so we can help us right. Live with climate change. You should know what your job is, dickhead.
The people who say the science is settled, it's done. If you don't believe that, you're a skeptic. I don't buy that. I mean, this is America. Let's have conversation. Let's come out of the shadows of hiding behind your political statements. Let's talk about it. What's wrong with that? I'm full well, I could be convinced by what, but why not? Let's talk about it. Because if I hand you an apple,
oh, thank you.
And you say, it's an orange.
Right.
This is not a valid conversation.
Not at all. It's like, I'm on acid or something.
I have vast empirical data that's called an apple. You fucking moron. You don't get to have a debate about facts.
Well, don't be so aggressive. I am on acid, so it's not my fault. Maybe Rick Perry's on mushrooms. He's on psychedelics. Seems like it, to be honest. The way he fumpers around, he looks bizarre, dude. I mean.
Are you on acid right now? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh.
What I meant was, if you hand me an apple, I was trying to be fucking funny. If you hand me an apple, I say it's an orange. I'm like, well, maybe I'm on acid.
I see.
Maybe Rick Perry's on acid.
I don't think
he is.
That would be, well, actually, who knows what the hell he was on when he was kind of performing cunnilingus on a bottle of maple syrup.
Oh, yeah. It was syrup, I believe, that he was sucking off. He's our Department of Energy guy. Oops. He's a fucking buffoon. You know, Rick, just so you know, if you were black, you'd be in charge of HUD, honestly. Right? You'd have to fight it out with
or something else,
Ben Carson.
Something else with Urban in the name.
Yeah.
But Rick Perry looked like he was having a good time. People were tweeting about it. Rick Perry, perhaps not having received the memo about how the press is treating it in this room, tells a reporter his question is astute.
There is nothing, 0.0 astuteness to this Rick Perry. He is not astute. Pick another word, dickhead.
This person tweeted, Rick Perry, the dumbest Secretary of Energy in history, says his goal is to, quote, make nuclear energy cool again.
No. You said that wrong.
Oh, does Rick Perry say nuclear?
Fuck yes, he does. Oh, come on. He has to. Prove to me he does not. That's a nuclear guy all day, baby. Nuclear.
Glenn Thrush said, Rick Perry is having the most fun of anybody who's ever stood at the Trump briefing podium by a factor of infinity. Rick Perry was having a ball.
He's having fun. I'm the Department of Energy Secretary, baby. I don't have to do jack shit. He didn't even know. Hey, am I remembering this incorrectly? Did he know? He didn't even know that he was in charge of nukes when he got the job. Right,
right. Right. Those missiles.
Mother.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned earlier, that he just found out about. He thought that he didn't want energy because he thought he didn't know what it was. And then he found out
it's energy.
He wanted to get rid of it. That was one of his three oopses.
Oh, that's right.
And but then when he was offered the post and they said, well, how can you accept the post for a group that you want to go away that you don't think should even exist? And he said, well, I just found out that they're in charge of maintaining the nuclear missiles that are already out there deployed in all kinds of holes in some Dakotas and shit.
God, that's insane. But if you're an energy secretary, he doesn't have to do anything, right? I am praying to the non-existent sky god that Rick Perry, surely to fucking Christ, dude, he's got a whole gaggle of folks that actually do the due diligence of checking out our fucking nuclear silos and, right? I mean, it's not just him walking around with a fucking clipboard.
I don't think he's got a clipboard.
Mother
yeah.
fucking God, we're fucked.
So there you go. Rick Perry apparently having a really good time and enjoying the hell out of being in front of the podium.
No, he loves it. Why don't they make that dickhead press secretary or something? Or why not president? Would you rather add Rick Perry or this Trump dickhead?
Oh, in a heartbeat, Rick Perry. He'd be like George Bush.
But dumber.
If he could keep us out of killing hundreds of thousands of people in a war,
yeah.
He's just a moron, a slightly entertaining moron.
Which one has inward head camp? Is it Perry or Bush?
It's Rick Perry.
Was it? I forget. Okay. Some shitty white guy.
And apparently, like, he wouldn't leave. Sarah Sanders kept like walking up to the podium like you're done. He's like, no, I'll take one more question. No, I'll take one more question. He loved it. Loved it.
You know, they probably do at the Department of Energy. They're like, what do we want to do with Rick today? What do we do to keep him busy? Okay. Get a shit ton of people that work in the mailroom, give them all clipboards and have them in this conference area and pretend like he's doing an all day press conference. Just have him ask him questions. He'll love
it. Set up a faux press office.
Yeah. He'll love it.
Well, that's what they do with Trump. They call them rallies.
God, Hitler had rallies.
Yeah.
After he was elected. Or Hitler wasn't necessarily elected, right? He was just sort of...
Yes, but there were shenaniganry involved in making him chancellor. It wasn't like a pure popular vote. The one tweet says, it appears Secretary Perry does not want to leave the briefing room. Aides are now standing waiting for him to stop calling on reporters.
Dude, I see this all the fucking time, man. You put a comic up and they're doing well. They're killing you. Lie to me like, hey, time to go, dumbass. You want to get out on a laugh? You want to go out on a high note? Or do you want to stay longer until people are bored of you and you leave on crickets?
This guy says, it's almost like Perry keeps promising to take just three more questions, but loses count.
Nah, that's funny. That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, that's funny shit.
I love that.
And then this last tweet: Rick Perry is holding a White House press conference on energy, but it's clearly a naked attempt to get back on Dancing with the Stars.
How? I mean, I don't know. Is that a? Who wants to be? Is it a long line of fuckers to be on Dancing with the Stars that are sort of in like Rick Perry fame level? Is that a lot of people?
Yeah,
really?
Shit. Yeah, B level, C level, D level.
What
celebs?
Would you rather do? What would you rather do? Be on Dancing with the Stars or have a cabinet position? Not in Schindler's cabinet. I'm not talking about that. Like in Obama's cabinet, if somebody came to you and said, "Hey, you want to be transportation secretary? Or do you want to be on Dancing with the Stars and do a jig with Stacey Keibler?"
I'd probably do the Dancing with the Stars
too, all day,
fucking
man.
Heartbeat. Are you kidding me?
I would fucking kill that shit.
I don't want anything
shit.
To do with any of this politics.
With my musical theater background, I'm a singer that moves well.
Rick Perry, John Fugelsang said, you can be depressed or you can Google the phrase, Rick Perry eats a corn dog in front of a painting. I've used that on crabdiving.com a few times.
God, I love that so much.
And then finally, Ben Seward said, holy shit, Rick Perry is insane. # press briefing. That's it.
Hello.
That's all you need to know.
He's fucking bananas. He is fucking bananas. And
science isn't settled. Oh, God.
Do you think Rick Perry is on pharmaceuticals? Or do you think
yes.
it's like, or do you think he's playing like a character? You know,
No.
You didn't get a five on that. Listen.
He's, I think, A, dumb, B, drugged.
I sort of think, like when he was in that syrup bottle bullshit, making out with the bottle, I think he was angling for a spot on Saturday Night Live. I think he was hoping Lorne Michaels would see that and be like, hey, Rick, we want you to come in every week and do your fucking character where you talk to the syrup bottle. We'd love that.
I think somebody took his second Xanax a little too early.
Hey, you got to fucking... That guy is on a schedule for a reason, okay?
Over here at Death and Taxes, it even says, Rick Perry gets handsy with Sarah Huckabee at the briefing.
I don't believe that. With Sarah Huckabee. Holy shit. Somebody change his glasses. His prescription's off. That's mean.
He walks up. Oh, gross. Gross. He walks up. He puts his hand on her shoulder. Gives her a little bit of a half, let's call it a half Bush Merkel. And
like a Merkel or a
gives her a one-handed two or three shoulder squeeze. And then as he's walking behind her, he runs his hand down her arm.
Oh, God. God. You know, the thing about straight white guys, a lot of them would be better. The planet would be better if they didn't have hands.
So there you go. Rick Perry gets a little squeezy. Sarah Huckabee.
That is so fucking fucked up, dude. He's squeezing Sarah Huckabee. Blech.
You know, if it weren't any other administration, you'd be like, who cares? They're friends, whatever. But it's just add that to the misogynisty, we want the Handmaid's Tale vibe going on. And it's creepy.
Dude, everything is... you know what? The tone is set by our president, correct?
Yes.
He is our nation's role model.
Oh, God.
Well, now if you think about what the definition of a role model is, maybe a consensus of people, well, not the majority, Donald, I'm sorry. Most people wanted Hillary for president, but you're lucky. Our slave-owning forefathers gave us this shit sandwich called the Electoral College that allowed you and some other GOP dickheads similar to you to be elected and to fuck this country right up the fucking ass. Just got so mad I lost my point. But something about Rick Perry and blah, 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 blah.
I can't help you. I don't know where you're going.
Fucking cares. Man, yeah, you know. Anyway, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, buy some fucking shit, and we get paid.
We've got a... This one... is so typically Trumpian and so fucking, it just, I read this and I'm like, God, this, our president is sad, is really a sad, horrible little creature. They found out that at least four of the golf courses.
Yes.
That Trump owns.
Okay.
Somewhere in the clubhouse or the offices, or I think the clubhouse right. or whatever, hanging in areas of prominence, though.
Okay.
Not like in a broom closet. Are framed pictures of, it's the same framed picture in four different they've found so far.
Okay.
Time magazine cover that has a picture of Donald Trump on it. It says, Donald Trump, The Apprentice is a television smash.
Okay.
Dated March 1st, 2009, features a photo of Trump.
Right.
Above all the magazine's nameplate.
Okay.
Is another caption that reads, Trump is hitting on all fronts, even TV.
Blech.
Exclamation point.
Ooh, yes.
It's a fake cover.
Oh, wow. I my mind is racing. So what was it?
So there's a fake Time magazine cover talking about how great Trump is hanging in his golf courses in public view for everyone to see as if it's obviously a real... Time. Who's going to go back and say, wow, I'm going to check and make sure March 1st, 2009, that was the real cover?
Well, and who would be so mentally ill that they hang up fake Time magazine.
Well, there
covers,
you go. Their I own mean, face how on it. Fucking crazy
okay,
is
it's
that?
Either a goof, but if it's a goof, why?
Four.
Yeah,
it's in four different of the fucking golf clubs.
There's a couple of different fucked up levels. Number one, Trump knew they're fake, but wanted to hang them up anyway. Because look, I'm on Time magazine. He doesn't care. Or somebody on staff made those for him because they were having a particularly rough week dealing with Trump. And they're like, oh, God, let's do the magazine cover again thing. So it makes him feel like he's doing something. He'll be happy if he thinks he's on the cover of Time magazine. Which do you think it is? Either it could be both.
Or both.
It's both. He doesn't know they're fucking fake.
Oh, he knows.
You think?
I think he knows.
Dude, he... I don't know.
Blake Fahrenthold, who's been a shiv in the taint for Trump for quite a while now. He's one of those fake news reporters over at the Washington Post.
The worst place for a shiv, I've heard.
Said, the cover seems to fit a broader pattern for Trump, who has often boasted of his appearances on Time's cover. And not too long ago, he said, I think I have the record for most covers, right? Isn't that great? By the way, he doesn't.
The most covers that you made yourself and hung in a golf course, you hold that record,
right?
Probably.
Does that count?
Nutball.
Going to down to fucking Coney Island and getting your picture taken, put on a fake magazine cover?
Dude, somebody probably printed it out on fucking color printer on paper and put it behind glass. This is nuts.
Fahrenthold says the cover is definitely fake, contains several small but telling mistakes. The red border is smaller than that of a genuine Time cover. There are secondary headlines stacked on the right side, which Time right. does not do.
Jeez, how could you fuck it up that bad? Are his hands enormous on these covers? I bet they are. You're going to go to the trouble.
He's got his arms crossed. He's looking very serious and angry. You know, for some reason, Trump chooses pictures of himself where he's like glowering into the camera, right? Looking all angry. Those are the pictures of himself that he prefers.
Do you really think this man has an issue with the size of his hands and feels inadequate because of it? Do you think it bothers him that he's got tiny fucking hands?
I think it bothers him that people talk about his tiny hands. I think he doesn't feel he has tiny hands.
Do you think he makes an effort when he poses for pictures to like yes. have his arm crossed, his hands probably are showing, you know, like in his pockets, playing with his nuts?
That's why he was mad at the president of France who held his hand so long in that, who out handshaked him.
I remember
he was
that
all pissed
shit.
About it.
God, I just thought about him curtsying for that. So Saudi Arabia, God, you fucking wacko.
The cover seems to fit a broad. This is Blake Fahrenthold. The cover seems to fit a broader pattern for Trump, who's often boasted of his appearances on Time's cover and adorned his Trump Tower office with images of himself from magazines and newspapers. Trump has made claims about himself.
Yes.
About his charitable giving, his business success, even right. the size of the crowd at his inauguration that are not supported by the facts.
Well, you know, in our living room, there's a picture of you hanging up. I love that picture, dude. That picture is fucking amazing. That fucking
Vito.
Inflatable Easter bunny.
I was three, but by the way. It's
really?
Not,
you're 3 years old?
It wasn't like last year.
Okay. But it's a good picture, though. It's amazing.
Last year was inflatable something else.
Give me that. A narwhal. God.
Double funny. Narwhal references this week.
I know. Those are weird animals. What the
they
fuck?
They are very strange.
Was God thinking? How could there be no unicorns but narwhals?
Well, I don't know. You grab a dolphin and cram a horn in the middle of its head.
You're telling me there's not one fucking horse out there with horns? That's hard for me to believe. How do you account for all the fucking bulls then? A bull never had sex with a horse. So they didn't cross species it up.
It doesn't work.
What do you mean? You're telling me a bull
bulges can't make a horse baby. A bull horse.
Jeez. What kind of rules do you live
well,
by?
Well, if you fucked a chimpanzee, you couldn't get a chimpanzee pregnant either. It's too
How do you know?
It's too far removed because I'm sure they've
you were there?
Mixed up
somebody's
some,
done that.
Yeah, or they've mixed up some man jizz with some with a monkey egg.
Michael Jackson's like, been there, done that.
Oh, Bubbles is far too old for Michael Jackson. Are you kidding? He had Bubbles, hair on his body.
Let me tell you something. Well, the monkey, dude. They all do, you know, right, from birth.
Michael don't want nothing with hair.
And also, you know, listen, ever since that lady got her face ripped off by that fucking, what was that, a chimpanzee that yeah. she had drugged up on Xanax?
I don't her fuck, friend.
I don't fuck with
monkeys. Wasn't her chimp.
Yeah.
She went to visit her friend.
Yeah.
Who had a chimp that ripped her face off.
How do you invite people over if you know, you've got a chimpanzee you're trying to wean off Xanax? Don't invite friends over.
Yeah.
Just don't, man.
I don't think she was trying to wean him.
No.
I think she used the Xanax.
Oh, she was out?
To keep him from
how the fuck could
being
you make
aggressive.
That, how'd you fuck that up?
You shouldn't own a chimp.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people with these pets. Own a dog, own a cat, own a gerbil.
So there you go. If you find yourself at a Trump golf course, see if you can spot the fake Time magazine cover. Yeah. How sad.
Take a shit in a sand trap.
How cosmically fucking sad.
It's everything. It's a little bit of everything, by the way. It's sad. It's insane. It's bananas. It's fucked up.
But of course it is.
He's our president.
I mean, of course it's fake. I mean, there's also the added sadness,
it makes him feel good.
Reversed spikes that as you're pulling out, that are of the fact that it's so sad.
And then every day it's Festivus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so here's if you're a sane person, this is how I know Trump. Okay, so during the week, there's 3 million insane stories about this guy. Curtsying for the sword, touching the glowing ball in Saudi Arabia, Trump stakes, whatever weird shit he did in England, whatever he tweeted. And then the man talks. And then he bitches about how there's all this weird, oddly, he calls, you know, biased, unfair news coverage. That's all I know, this guy. That's all you know. You know what I mean? He's a shithead.
It's embarrassing.
He's a colossal
yeah.
fucking dickhead. God damn, dude.
There's another story at the Sacramento Bee, one of my favorite names.
No, that's
for
a great name.
For a newspaper.
They had bees up there, or how'd they get that?
Probably, I don't know. So over at the Sacramento Bee.
Fuck you.
The headline says, "How Donald Trump is Killing Romance."
What the fuck?
And it turns out that, this is from Angela Hart over at the Sac B.
Is of all this shit that he's doing, he's taking away healthcare, he's fucking racist, he's empowering racist, now he's taking away fucking.
I don't know how they can say
Jesus.
He doesn't, well, romance. I don't know how they can say he's not into love and romance. Just look at how Melania and he look at each other.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't even finish that one without laughing. Ah, she hates him.
You know, it's amazing. I read somewhere that no couple has ever gone longer without making eye contact.
Yeah, did you ever watch some of these interviews?
They don't even look at each other.
They don't talk to each other.
I
she hates him.
I would love to be a fly on the wall when they probably don't have fights anymore, because why would you? They hate each other. They have
a business arrangement now.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Remember, there was those stories that came out that she was minutes from divorcing his fucking ass, and that he did this whole, "I'm running for president, and can you hang on until after the election?" Allegedly.
Alleged.
And that they made an agreement, and she's like, "Okay, I'll stick around for this much." And also, there was a clause that if I win the presidency, you'll stick around. And she, like the rest of the planet, was like, "Well, fine. There's no way this asshole is going to win the presidency." And now she is a prisoner to her own greed herself.
You know, you think
allegedly,
right? You think all the weird shit the Schittler does that makes him seem like not like a real person, kind of bananas. I mean, goddamn Trump, if you actually went through a divorce in your presidency, that at least would be halfway fucking human. That's not curtsying for a sword. That's not making up words like bigly metal. And what?
Metal.
Oh, yeah. He curtsied for a medal. I mean, God, that looks so... I'm going to look at that GIF. Is it GIF or is it GIF?
Both are acceptable.
Oh, really?
But the man that invented it said GIF.
Okay, then I'm going to say GIF. I'm going to look at that shit when I get out of this show, because that's the weirdest shit ever, isn't it?
Him curtsying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. He bows alien. Down to get the medal, which you get because he's a tall motherfucker.
Right.
And the Grand Poobah of Saudi Arabia, not as tall. So he had to bend down to get the, you know, it's like Chewbacca getting the medal at the end of, well, spoiler alert, the end of Star Wars.
Yeah.
He bent down, got the medal, stood up a little bit.
Yes.
And then blatantly curtsied. Curtsied!
What the fucking fuck, dude?
Can you just imagine if Obama had done that? Obama, like, bowed to the Asian leaders and they screamed. Look at our servile, feckless leader bowing to everybody.
Okay, so that bothered you. Did it bother you when W went over there and couldn't find his way out of the fucking stage? And then who puked? Somebody vomited, right?
George Herbert Walker Bush vomited in the lap of the Japanese leader, I believe.
Oh, and Obama bowed. I know that's weird.
Sacramento Bee reports Angela Hart says in the treacherous, amusing, and sometimes rewarding world of online dating.
Yes.
Donald Trump has become the newest way to find or reject a romantic match, and the numbers are more skewed.
Of course.
With the latter.
A fucking course. You're going to find a nice girl or guy to go out with. They're going to scroll through your social media, and if they see you retweeting a bunch of bullshit from Breitbart and you're all up Donald Trump's dick hole, they're going to be like, who the fuck is this wacko?
So they said that it's going in people's bios now, that even with Tinder, you get 500 characters to fill in your profile. At Bumble, you only get 300. But people are using their sparse characters.
Yes.
And they're putting shit in like, quote, did you vote for or do you support Trump? Then I'm not your man. It would never work.
they probably put resist and all that shit in there. I would, you know, fucking resist.
One Tinder user said, Trump voters, please swipe left and go to your room and think about what you've done.
Yes. There you go. That's how to be.
Another profile on Bumble says, what I'm looking for, well, in this crazy day and age, first and foremost, someone who did not vote for Trump.
Thank you. Thank you. No dick or vagina for you Trumpalos. That's what I'm learning.
And they're saying it seems to be the new deal breaker.
Well, yeah, man.
Like,
I mean,
smoking used to be the number one. Like people who felt fervently about being anti-smoking would say, if you're a smoker, I don't want to date you.
Right.
Now it's been surpassed by, if you're a Trump voter, I don't want to date you.
But surely it swings in the other direction.
Not as much.
Dang, that's awesome. What is that? What would you consider that? Hope? Is that hope?
Well, it's the numbers. There's 30% of them.
Yes. All right.
If.
Hey, Hillary won the popular vote, everybody. Suck my dick. You know what I mean?
One of the poobahs over at one of these dating websites tells me people are valuing politics much higher as a preference than they were before.
Of course. Yes. Should have valued it in November. Voted, dickheads.
Around the time of the election, we saw some people who would call out that they were Trump supporters. But since then, I don't know if people necessarily need to say online they support him. But I have clients all over the country. People are saying, if you're a Trump supporter, swipe left.
Yeah. Keep on walking, baby. I'm not interested in your bullshit. Hold on. Let me look at your picture.
The outsized mention of Trump on dating sites reflects the growing partisan divide across the country, they say. Two different Pew polls on partisanship and political animosity. In 2016, one said 55% of Democrats said the Republican Party makes them afraid.
Holy shit. Of course, dude.
49% of Republicans said the same things about the Democrats. However, those numbers swelled to 70 and 62, respectively, for people who vote regularly or are politically active. So the more you know, the more afraid of the other side you are.
Oh, my God, if you read these fucking stories and find out what the fuck is going on, if you get just a little woke, you're going to be disgusted by some fucking Trumplo. You know,
70% of Democrats, 63% of Republicans say that a person's political beliefs say, quote, a lot about the kind of person they are.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Well, yeah.
And by the way, I will say this. Since this election, a lot of these Trumpalos have shut the fuck up. And you don't hear them caterwauling and, you know, bragging about this shitler as much. Do you see that on Facebook? I don't.
No.
I just checked. That Facebook friend of mine I've mentioned on the show numerous times, a dude who's married to my friend I did show choir with in junior high. He is a big Trumpalo. And he used to post like pictures from Trump meetup groups and shit. I don't see those anymore. What happened, you fucking asshole? I thought this was your guy. You're not proud of him? What gives?
Think about a woman who walked in the Women's March and her boyfriend being a Trump supporter. This could be very tense. I've seen relationships break up and marriages fall apart because of Trump.
Oh, shit. I mean, oh, my God.
I can't imagine dating a Trump supporter.
I can't either.
I can't even fathom it.
I don't know what that would be like. I mean, God damn, I don't know.
Alexandra Gonzalez, who lives in Sacramento and voted for Trump. Woman, young,
Gonzalez?
And Hispanic. What the fuck is wrong with
Gonzalez?
Her?
Gonzalez?
She said, it really does suck. It's something I don't necessarily say on a first date or even a second date. So she doesn't tell people.
Don't.
She's hiding it. Why? What are you afraid of, Boo Boo Kitty? Good.
She voted for a racist.
Yeah, you should be.
And listen, don't tell me when I'm driving or drinking something. If a woman of color told me they voted for Trump, I'm either going to drive into something out of shock, I'm going to lose my mind, or I'm going to spit take. Those two things.
People are so divided in the country right now, this relationship expert said.
My God. Charlatan. Relationship expert.
They don't, you know, she's probably one of these people. She writes a bullet point article every other day about the top 10 things to keep your relationship fresh.
Yeah, whatever. You know, I want relationship advice from Larry King. The man's been married 6 times. He knows it all. Yes, absolutely. I mean, yeah, he's failed at it, but that, you know.
Well, has he?
Has he failed at marriage?
Well, what's your definition? If your definition of I think I've said this on the show before. I think the bullshit religious forced view that a relationship is failed if it doesn't last till one of you dies. I throw that out the window. Fuck that. I've had some pretty good relationships that with people I'm still friends with.
Yeah.
That I consider the time I was with that person a positive in my life.
Yeah, but
not, oh my God, I failed because she's not going to be holding my hand when I have a grabber.
I don't think that. I'm just saying.
That's societal.
Saying. I think Larry King, though, has seen more crazy shit than you and I put together.
Probably, yeah.
I think he's probably has some knowledge worth imparting.
What's wrong with the European view of
nothing?
You know, you have good, wonderful love affairs, and then
you can
move on. Yeah,
I don't see a problem with
that
at all.
I really don't like that. And that's from religion.
Yeah.
That's 100% religion.
Oh, it's stupid. It's a fucking... Listen, this marriage thing's a legal contract. It has nothing to do with feelings or love. Blah, blah, blah.
Sometimes it does. That's a bonus if it does.
Right, right. You know, that's true sometimes.
60% of singles say they are less open to dating across party lines than 2 years ago. So, I mean, that's a 60% drop in how many people said they're willing to date across party lines. Thank you, Trump, because the fucking Republicans have been taken over by lunatics and evil villains, cartoonishly evil.
The core principles of being a Republican have a lot to do with hate, racism, Islamophobia, gun worship. Just think of anything shitty. That's who they are. You guys elected Trump, and guess what? He is the face of the fucking GOP. He is a... See, I think these fucking Republicans want to make you think, oh, that guy's just kind of weird. No, he's not weird. He is you.
You spread your thighs apart and let him lumber in.
But he is who they are. There is not a lot of daylight. He's just loud and vocal about it and not as stealthy. He is you. You GOP people are pieces of garbage. Check yourself, dickheads.
Yesterday we covered a story of the SCOTUS making a sane decision.
Yes.
On allowing a decision from California to stand saying that the Second Amendment does not grant you unlimited rights to concealed carry anywhere.
Right. This is the first positive gun story we've ever done on fucking Crab Diving.
It's been a while, yeah.
Ever. I know. I don't remember another one. Honestly.
Maybe at the state level, but federally, I can't. No, I really can't remember.
I can't remember one gun story where I didn't want to throw my computer chair out the fucking window.
Well, get ready.
Damn it.
Now, the latest that some of these amosexual muzzle guzzlers are fighting for, we've done, I think, a couple of stories individually before, but now another one's popping up here. Guns rights advocates.
Fuck you.
Are now demanding that people be allowed to carry firearms into public zoos.
In case, what, the cheetah gets out, you got to defend yourself? Fuck off.
The calls for carrying while viewing caged animals reached a setback, however, on Friday.
Yes.
When in St. Louis, Missouri, a judge ruled in favor of retaining a ban on firearms at the St. Louis Zoo.
Oh, my God.
So, remember, I think it was Texas, wasn't it? Of course.
Eat my dick. Texas,
that one of these snowflakes was pissed off about not being able to, because it was a city, it was a city-owned zoo, that he was not able to carry. And I think he ended up kind of winning, didn't he, in Texas? But of course it's Texas.
Right. A fucking zoo, man. Who goes to a zoo? Kids. Bunch of kids. Now, why do you want guns there? What does that do?
A judge wrote in the ruling, the zoo has shown that safety, patronage, and image of the zoo will be compromised if visitors are permitted to carry firearms or other weapons on zoo property, which would significantly harm the level of visitorship, as well as the mission, public image, and autonomy of the zoo as an institution. We don't need to see people walking around carrying guns.
And also, dude, you know, when we went to see, what was it, that Aussie band a couple of weeks ago?
Sure. Aussie cover band, Blizzard of Oz?
Yes.
Blizzard of Ozzy.
You know, I told somebody I saw Blizzard of Oz, and I was admonished for not seeing the other cover band of Ozzy that's supposedly better. Oh. Like, geez, sorry. But it, you know, they
weren't at the Vinyl in Pensacola for $10.
Yeah, dickhead. Listen,
snowflakes, guns.
These guys, so we live in Florida, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm still wrapping my brain around that, but yeah.
People can conceal carry here, correct?
I think so, sure.
I would imagine so, please. So that means when you go to a public event, somebody might have a gun. That freaks me the fuck out. So when I go to the Vinyl, somebody might have a gun in there?
You can stand your ground, definitely.
But with what? A spatula? So do I get a gun to match up? Do I live in fucking Deadwood all of a sudden? What the fuck? Okay, if you don't want to go to the zoo because you can't take your gun, then don't go to the zoo, right? Fuck right off. Don't go to the zoo.
Right.
God, fuck faces.
The judge found that the ban on guns is not unconstitutional, upholding a temporary ban.
Fuck you.
After Ohio gun rights activist Jeffrey Smith said he was planning to go to the zoo with a few armed people to challenge the zoo's gun ban.
Oh my God. What is your problem, dickhead? What do you not have enough shit to do? Can you not? Hey, Jeremy, why don't you go read a book instead? Read a book. Do something else. Don't go there with your fucking gun, dick face.
A number of zoos believe they fall under the remit of amusement parks or daycare or educational institutions, Ooh. Meaning they're allowed to prohibit firearms from being carried onto their premises. So this guy says that
zoos are wrong in using that law.
God, man, like, what are we doing?
To say that it's a school or an amusement park, then any McDonald's that has a playground would be an amusement park because they have rides and sell foods. Oh, my God. Then I can't carry my gun into McDonald's. What a horrible attack on my... McDonald's is a private place. They abso-fucking-lutely can ban your gun.
Well, so's a zoo, isn't it? Isn't a zoo owned by a fucking entity? And you...
Sometimes they're municipal.
Let me understand something. I'm at an amusement park. I'm strapped because I got a big, thick Coke can cock. The shit hits the fan because that's the world my fucked up brain lives in. I got a funnel cake. I got my stupid kid on my backpack. I got a kid in a backpack.
Well, you're going to be able to shoot that monkey. It's looking to that got out of its cage, looking to rip somebody's face off.
You know what? It just dawned on me. If I got a kid in the backpack, maybe I can have my kid has the handgun and I have the long
there
gun.
There you go.
Now, you take my six. I got the 12.
You can just mount a little tripod on your head.
It's going to shoot you
to
death.
For the kid to, yeah.
My kid's going to shoot you to death, you fucking asshole hippie. What do you think about that? But you're eating a funnel cake at the same time. How the fuck do I get to my gun and defend myself against a mass shooter? I don't understand
Smith
this shit.
Plans to take the case further, and he will be appealing to a higher court.
Eat my dick, dumbass. Go take your gun and shove it up your ass. Nobody wants your guns anywhere. Most people don't want guns at zoos, right?
I would think so. I would think that's pretty much a given.
Do they pull the animals? How do the flamingos feel? They want some idiot walking around with an AR?
I hear the flamingos are pretty violent, so they might...
I bet they are, dude. Listen, no. Animals, for the most part, yeah, should not be fucked with if you're a human.
Correct.
I don't even like zoos. I don't like the concept of a zoo or SeaWorld. Can I take my gun to SeaWorld? What if Shamu gets out? Flippers me to death.
So,
let me ask you something. I'm so sorry. I'm being a total asshole here, but I'm trying to understand this guy. Is he worried that the animals are going to get out and he's got to defend himself against a cheetah? Or is he worried the Taliban's going to come to...
All the above. Okay. ISIS.
It's all fear.
Is gonna... Oh, sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Black people are going to rob you and rape
you.
And
there you go.
Homosexuals are going to try to flip your little boys over and fuck them.
I need my gun to defend against the homosexuals. And maybe a flamingo is going to get out and look at me wrong. Two in the head, one in the chest.
So there you go. If you're, you know, follow if you're into the gun stories.
God damn it, it's so fucking stupid.
Keep your eyes on that one.
I hate how dumb everybody is sometimes, all the time. God.
Well, speaking of, do you remember the lawyer we played the clip the other day of Trump's, one of Trump's personal lawyers?
Oh, yes.
That's defending him against all the fake news.
Oh, yeah.
Russian fake news.
Is this a dickhead that can't use a comma?
Seculo is his name.
Or you spell shit wrong,
Jay,
right?
Seculo is the guy that was on TV the other day and made an asshole of himself.
Fuck
trying
me.
To explain that. Remember we played the clip with Chris Wallace where,
yes,
Chris Wallace said, well, you just said that he is being investigated. No, I did not. Chris Wallace said, you just literally said three times the president is being investigated for this reason. So he's being investigated. That's not what I said, Chris.
Is it true that after that guy said that, Chris Wallace took the guy by the shirt collar, got him in the corner and said, you think I'm Steve Doocy? Do you think I'm Steve Doocy, you fucking idiot?
Chris Wallace said, well, this is weird. Remember?
Okay,
this is weird.
That.
You've just literally told me three different times that Trump is under investigation, and now you're saying there's no investigation whatsoever. So,
right.
Well, now it turns, and we talked a little bit about this guy, that he's made his money, like, defending Christian assholes.
Oh, yes.
And fleecing. Now, it turns out, he's made his money fleecing the morons. He must have gone to the Jim Baker school of pastoring.
God. Buy some dehydrated soup in this bucket, and then shit in it.
It says, for more than a decade, this is Right Wing Watch.
Fuck you.
Go over and donate. They do great work.
Hell yeah, baby.
Nonprofit. Part of People for the American Way, which was created by Norman Lear.
Right. And go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy some shit. We get paid.
For more than a decade, reporters have been tracking how prominent religious right attorney Jay Sekulow has used two nonprofit organizations. The Christian Advocates Serving Evangelism, or CASE.
That sounds evil as fuck, does it not?
And the American Center for Law and Justice.
Suck my dick.
The ACLJ, which they created in response to the evil, baby-killing, communist ACLU.
I need a pin! Do you think they say ACLJ because it almost looks like a U?
Undoubtedly.
God, you fucking crooks. That's stupid. Fuck that.
Well, now it turns out that they've found out that this guy has been steering millions of dollars from these organizations.
Yes.
To his family.
Of course.
And businesses they run. And in order to finance, quote, a lavish lifestyle.
And he found the biggest fucking sucker on the motherfucking planet. Schindler. Are you kidding me? This is Schindler's lawyer?
Yes, one of them.
Holy fuck.
John Swain over at The Guardian.
Hello. Hello, Johnny.
Has done more digging.
Jolly good.
And found out that CASE, Christian Advocates Serving Evangelism, have steered... That group alone steered more than $60 million to Sekulow, his family, and their businesses since 2000.
Oh, shit.
All the while, fundraising off the poor and unemployed using scare tactics about abortion, Sharia law, and Barack Obama. CASE is raising money, scaring the dummies that Sharia is going to happen. They're going to kill all your babies. And Barack Obama is still black and still Muslim and still in charge.
So now I have a question. I am confused. So do you think Trump believes some of this fake news shit? Like the Sharia law is coming to fuck us in the ass.
Yes.
And because of that, he fell for this guy and hired this lawyer.
Maybe.
Or does he think it's all they bullshit think they saw, and they're in bed in the same bullshit
They think
game?
Trump saw him on TV.
Oh, my God.
He was a Fox guy. He's a Fox contributor.
God.
So people are like, they can't figure out the connection. They literally think he was sitting there watching Fox and Friends. And Ducey was like, we'd like to introduce Christian advocate Jay Sekulow, who's here to talk about the latest in Christian persecution. And Trump was sitting there watching in his underwear and saying, ooh, I like that guy. I'm going to hire him.
You know what, dude? I'm not totally serious here, but at Vital Experience, I think you owe me an apology just a little bit because you said I was wrong when I said that we shouldn't IQ test voters.
I still believe you're wrong.
Oh, my God. But people voted for Trump, and look at this guy. Look at this guy. Look at who he hired for a lawyer. How could you do this to this, you Trump voters? How could you vote for him? How could you be so stupid? Did you eat paste as a child? Were your parents insane crack addicts?
Some paste you can eat.
Not all of it. Right. Not the paste that makes you vote for Trump.
The super glue stuff, not so much.
But really, I mean, really, really, how do we let stupid people pick who's in charge? This is so fucked up. Oh, it's so fucked.
Documents obtained by The Guardian.
Hello.
Show Sekulow that month approved plans to push poor and jobless people to donate money to his Christian nonprofit, which since 2000 has steered more than $60 million to him, his family, and their businesses. Telemarketers.
Hello.
For the nonprofit CASE were instructed in contracts signed by him, by Sekulow.
The fucking lawyer.
This is what the telemarketers signed. That urging people who pleaded poverty or said they were out of work to dig deep for a sacrificial gift.
Deep.
Well, I ain't got no work. I ain't got no money. Well, you know, the Lord would really want you to dig deep for a sacrificial gift.
Oh, my fucking Jesus Christ,
because
dude.
Mrs. Sekulow.
Oh, my God.
Caught her ermine stole in the window of the Bentley the other day and clipped its left foot right off.
Is ermine a type of fur?
Yes.
Oh, is it an animal called an ermine?
Yes.
What the fuck is that? What a bizarre thing. Is it like fluffy, a jackalope or something?
It's a fluffy little minkish kind of.
That is a great ass reference.
So of course we whack it on the skull and make a coat.
What's
out of it.
Us? Oh, look, a cute.
Even though we
animal.
Have technology now that can infinitely surpass any of that.
Why would people think like that? I hate humanity. I hate, if you voted for Trump, I hope no one dates you. I hope people swipe left on Tinder.
Ooh, 2 minutes ago, we have a new Donald Trump tweet.
Hell yeah.
With zero efforts, with zero Democrats to help, and yes. A failed, expensive, and dangerous Obamacare as the Dems' legacy, the Republican senators are working hard.
but wait a second. That contradicts what we heard about the horrible process this Trump care shit bill went through. I thought Mitch the bitch was just him and a bunch of lobbyists jerking off in each other's mouths, and the other GOP motherfuckers weren't in the room. So who's working hard?
Ermine is a fur consisting of a white background with a pattern of black shapes representing the winter coat of the stoat, which is a species of weasel. With white fur and a black tipped tail.
And we beat the shit out of it.
Oh, so it's a style. You know what it is? It's right. like a king's robes. Do you ever see the white collar with the black dots on it?
Oh, yeah,
that's
cool.
Ermine.
Oh, that used to be a fucking animal running around. Wait, let me ask you something. With lambs, with sheep, right? You
sure.
Shear them.
Okay.
Why don't you do this with these other animals? Why don't you just shave them? And then why do you have to take the skin from their motherfucking body? Like, wool sweaters.
Because
I'm not wearing a sheepskin.
Because the fur coat that you're wearing has the skin still attached to it.
But why do we do that? Why don't you just take the fucking fur?
What are you going to glue each individual hair back onto some kind of lattice work?
Hey, if I'm a stoat?
A stoat.
If I'm a stoat, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a better plan than ripping the skin off my fucking body, dickhead. Well, just shave me down.
They don't get a vote.
Yeah, you're right. They're the unsung heroes in this whole shit fest. I stand with the stoat.
The part of the telemarketers for this Christian group.
Fuck you.
Part of their... I guess their script that they got when they
yes.
would be telemarketing.
Hello.
I can certainly understand how that would make it difficult for you to share a gift like that right now. But.
But.
We're asking you to dig deep for a sacrificial gift. We're just seeing if you could spend even $20 within the next 3 weeks.
They don't have any money. They're in poverty. Maybe they want to spend the $20 on fucking food or something.
Right.
Or something they want.
Case raises tens of millions of dollars a year, much of it in small amounts, from Christians who get direct appeals for money over the telephone, email, or direct mail.
Yes, they're feeding on older people that get fleeced by you guys because they want somebody to talk to. And you, that this person... It's the lowest form of human shit ever.
Here's the actual script. I can certainly understand that, Mr. and Mrs. Blank. But if there was ever a time to stand... Wait. But if there were ever a time to stand with us, it's now. We want to make sure you were aware of the efforts to undermine our traditional Christian values.
Oh, my God.
Would you consider a special extra gift to work for these critical fights? Every gift... will make a huge difference.
Okay, now I'm totally speaking in hyperbole, but God damn it, Kate, go get my pitchfork, go get my torch. I'm going out on the street. I'm going nuts.
They have responses to different complaints.
What is wrong with people?
If you say, well, I give through my church, they have a canned response. If you say, I'm retired or on a fixed income with no extra money, they have a script. If you say, I have no money, I'm unemployed, they have a script. If you say, I don't give over the phone, I don't like phone calls, they have a script.
This is just,
if you recently gave,
so fucking much, they have a script.
Even if you recently gave, what was that recently that you recently gave to us? Do you think you could spare $20 more for us? Because, you know. Mr. Seculo has got Mercedes payments.
I'm sorry. I have a question. Is there really a Dexter? Do you know the show Dexter?
The
where,
serial killer?
Yeah, the
probably.
Serial killer with altruism. He was an altruistic serial killer.
Oh, I don't
killer.
Know about that, but...
No, he was. Because he went through...
Well, sort of, yeah.
He found people...
He killed nasty people, spoiler alert.
That had it coming. You know,
yeah.
People that might do shit like, you know, they okay. call up old people with no money and convince them to donate to some bullshit fucking cause. Where the fuck is Dexter? Where is Batman? This stuff sucks.
They let them off the hook if they've donated within a month.
Oh, my God.
I want to personally thank you for your generous support. We appreciate everything you've done to protect our nation, our families. Thanks. God bless you. Goodbye.
Dude.
But if it's been more than a month.
Fuck you.
We wouldn't be calling if it wasn't so critical. But this is so important because the liberal activists are working every day to undermine our traditional Christian values. Could you help fight this critical battle with a special extra gift?
Oh, my God. Take your $20 and don't give it to these people. Don't answer. What do you tell people, though? Don't answer your phone. Don't go on the internet. I mean, this shit is evil. How is this legal? How in the fuck is this shit legal, man? I mean, what the fuck, dude?
According to The Guardian, in addition to using tens of millions of dollars in donations to pay Sekulo, his wife, his sons, his brother, his sister-in-law, his niece, his nephew, and their firms.
Oh, my God. What?
Case has also been used to provide a series of unusual loans and property deals to the Sekulo family.
So, this shit sounds suspect.
Attorneys and other experts specializing in nonprofit law say the Sekulos risk violating a federal law against nonprofits paying excessive benefits to the people responsible for running them. Sekulo declined to detail how he ensured the payments were reasonable.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God, man.
A Chicago-based group that monitors nonprofits called Charity Watch said this is all highly unusual. It gives an appearance of conflicts of interest that any nonprofit should want to avoid.
Okay. Okay. God damn it.
Sekulo is the president of Case. He's the chief counsel of the sister organization, the ACLJ. Has become one of Trump's most vocal defenders since joining the team of attorneys representing the president amidst investigations into possible ties between him and Russia.
I mean, this is some fucking shit, man. This is, like, depressing. This really is, I don't know.
Sekulo is a buddy, apparently. It says here, he's an ally of conservative televangelist Pat Robertson.
Wow. Pat Robertson is not, in fact, Satan.
Made his name in Washington by fighting against abortion rights and fighting against efforts to legalize same-sex marriage.
Oh, my fucking God, dude. This is so fucking fucked up.
Case raises tens of millions of dollars a year.
How? Tens and millions? Millions.
The telemarketing contracts show how fundraisers are instructed to deliver bleak warnings about abortion, Sharia, and Barack Obama. Quote, it's time to let the president know that his vision of him. This is from 2015 when the black guy was still sullying up the walls of the White House.
Right. Sure.
It's time to let the president know that his vision of America is obscured and represents a dangerous threat to the Judea Christian. Spelled wrong.
Oh, OK. It's spelled wrong. He's a fucking lawyer.
Because they put sick in here.
Don't they have people like support people like a para? Not even a fucking paralegal. Don't they have what's it called? Spell check.
Editors and spell checkers.
Spell
yeah.
check. It's a little red squiggly line.
Well, Judea wouldn't squiggle.
Oh, my God.
It represents a dangerous threat to the Judea Christian values that have been a cornerstone of our republic. The president represents a dangerous threat to Judeo-Christian values.
Oh, my God. What does that mean?
We need $20.
There's no war on Christianity. There's no war on white people. How many times do you have to fucking hear that?
In 2013, one of their scripts warned that Obama's health care law, the Affordable Care Act, promised to give Planned Parenthood federal money to open abortion referral clinics, quote, in your child's or grandchild's middle school or high school. Planned Parenthood was going to have drive-through abortion windows in middle school.
Hey.
That's what they told the dummies.
Fire up the fetal Floby, baby. Suck that shit right out of ya. You got to be fun. These are the same people that say, hey, what about those fetal chop chop videos? What about that shit? You sell fetus elbows, aren't you? This is ridiculous.
Since 2000, a law firm co-owned by Seculo has been paid more than $25 million by the nonprofits for legal services. So the nonprofit organization takes in gazillions of dollars from dummies and then hires Seculo, who just happens to be their chief also of the organization.
Okay.
But they also hire his law firm for $25 million. To represent them against all the evil Muslim gay people.
Right. Oh, my God. Dang it. He's draining the swamp, by the way, Donald Trump. This is his lawyer.
He also has a production company.
What? Shut up. A production company for what?
Regency Productions produces Seculo's daily talk radio show. Oh. Any asshole can do it. Crabdiving.com.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
He was paid $11.3 million
shit, man,
for production services from the nonprofits.
Holy fucking God. I mean,
he personally received other compensation totaling $3.3 million. His wife, Pam, has been paid more than $1.2 million in compensation. Dang. Serving as treasurer and secretary.
Ooh, Pam gets paid, baby.
His brother Gary.
Yes.
Is the chief operating officer of the nonprofits.
Fuck you, Gary.
He's personally made $9.2 million in salary and benefits.
Off of poor people telling them that there's a war on their faith and, hey, give me $20, go fuck yourself.
He tells the IRS in filings, Gary, the brother.
Gary.
That he works 40 hours a week for each of the nonprofits. So he works a full-time job for three different nonprofits.
Wow, he is busy.
He's working 120 hours a week, Ryan.
And you know, I bet in actuality, Gary ain't doing dick.
Meanwhile, a company run by Gary's wife has received $6.2 million for media production services.
God!
And
fuck
for the lease of a private jet.
Oh, my fucking
because,
God.
Because, you know, Christians need their private jets. We heard those Christian
God.
Prosperity assholes talking about how God revealed himself saying, you need another private jet.
I gotta, you know, there's some people that I need to fleece, but my schedule is so full of fleecing people, I gotta have my own aircraft.
Yeah.
That's bananas.
Seculo's two sons, Gary and Gary's son and daughter, have also shared at least $1.7 million in compensation for work done for the non-work, I'm putting in quotes, for the nonprofits.
This is so fucking crazy, man. It's insane.
So this is the guy, just another example of the fucking reptilian fuckery that is going on with these profoundly corrupt individuals that are being hired by Trump.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, a new tweet.
Oh, God.
I just finished a great meeting with the Republican senators concerning health care. They really want to get it right, unlike O-Care.
That is such a, it's just a lie. It's just a fucking lie. And you know what? As Democrats, it's nothing. There is nothing to do. You just have to shout. And no matter how many people, oh, you're being a baby, you're being an asshole, you're being a poor sport. So what? There's nothing to say about these GOP people other than the fact they are fucking shameless liars. They're fucking liars and fuck them.
Corrupt as fuck. I mean, not even subtly corrupt, like wearing merit badges for corruption proudly.
The guy defending our commander in chief, his day job, he sits and he fleeces old people out of their retirement. That's the lowest form of shit. He's the lowest form of shit. And that's who the GOP is, by the way. That's their party. Hey, this guy's fleecing old people out of their money, and the GOP, they're doing the same thing. They're taking away their health care.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Yesterday, we teased a little bit, slipped the tip in. Slipped the Dave Dobenmeyer tip in.
Oh, shit.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, a religious nutball, a horrible harasser of women seeking health care in Ohio. He's one of these assholes who chases and harasses women going into women's health clinics, regardless of what they're going. They could be going for a mammogram, and they're waving chopped up baby pictures in front of
them. I might hate those people more than this guy that fleeces old people out of their money. Maybe it's so much hate. I don't know who to hate the most. Do you hate the most,
Coach Dave? I have plenty of room.
I
have plenty of hate to give. Coach Dave recently has been kind of on the violent bandwagon. His rhetoric has been pretty creepy about. Didn't he say at one point Trump needs to start getting? Well, no, that was Alex Jones too. Getting more violent,
right,
with his opponents and more physical. Remember, Alex Jones said that.
You get nuts.
This guy has also said that this namby-pamby nice Christian stuff has got to go. We got to start fighting back.
We got to get physical, baby.
Listen to this. This is him. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer on his ridiculous, he's got a green screen. It's just so funny because behind him, it's like a big empty sports stadium. Oh, like he's really at some stadium or something.
He's in a Google Meetup
sitting
group,
in his
right?
basement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a Google Meetup and he's in his basement with a green screen.
It, in fact, couldn't be much sadder.
Here's Coach Dave talking about, the gays. And atheists, by the way.
Oh, yes.
I wish you would join me in hating what they're doing to our children in school. I wish you'd join me. I hate it, man. I absolutely hate what they're doing. Not only to my kids, I hate what they're doing to other kids. I hate it. Are we allowed to?
What are they doing to your kids? Are they flipping them over and bungholing them?
Oh, absolutely.
Are the women spreading your little girl's legs apart? and inserting a banana in there or something? What horrible thing is happening to your kids at school?
Not only to my kids, I hate what they're doing to other kids. I hate it. Are we allowed to do that? I think we're allowed to. But see, right now, today, in 2007.
You are allowed to hate that.
Oh, yes.
But you can't do anything about it.
Right.
I hate you standing on the corner yelling Jesus shit.
Yeah, I
hate
stand
you
that.
Harassing women who are trying to go get a fucking pap smear.
And we should hate that.
Or an abortion.
Right. It's not anybody. It's none of anybody's
equally
business.
Their choice. Yeah.
That's their inside fun parts, you fucking idiot.
17. They're misleading children in our schools, and we don't hate it. I can promise you this. The Lord hates it. I promise you this.
Misleading?
What the fuck is he talking about?
I think he by saying that homosexuality is normal and that they're people, too.
Oh, I see.
They're lying to the kids.
Okay. How stupid.
I promise you this. The Lord hates those who are indoctrinating little children into sodomizing.
And sodomizing them, did he just say?
Jesus Christ.
Sodomizing little children into sodom. I promise you this. The Lord hates those who are indoctrinating little children into sodomizing. I can promise you the Lord hates that.
The Lord hates them that are indoctrinating the children into sodomizing.
What the fuck
does
that mean?
Well, so do we. I mean, child molestation is heinous. Any non-consensual attack is horrible.
Right.
Of course. And by definition, if you're a kid, you can't consent. You can't give informed consent. God. So we rail against that too, Davy boy.
Everybody hates that.
Children into sodomizing. I can promise you the Lord hates that. He hates it. Now, question we need to ask ourselves is why don't we? If we love the things the Lord loves, we should hate the things that he hates. Why don't we hate them? See, God doesn't just hate. I'm going to tell you this. He just...
Meanwhile, didn't God used to love shit? Wasn't that their whole, like, oeuvre? That God is love and stuff like that. I guess they've totally gotten rid of all pretense
in
that.
I really thought Jesus...
God is hate to them. Jesus God gives them carte blanche to hate.
Oh, yeah. He used to be about love, though. It's weird.
Not for these people.
We hate that. See, God doesn't just hate. I'm going to tell you this. He just doesn't hate the atheists. He hates those of us.
He doesn't just hate the atheists. So, I mean, right away, God hates us.
Right.
He hates those of us who allow atheists to teach lies to our children. He hates. He said, let the little children suffer the children to come unto me, for that such are the kingdom of God, the innocence and purity of a little child. And the devil and his team are constantly trying to rip the innocence out of the heart of those little kids. And it's going on with our approval. And we're warned all throughout the scripture, if you let that continue, you're in sin.
Oh, my God.
And he's talking about is teaching kids that gays are people, too. And we should accept their relationships.
Right.
But no, that's to him, that should be a crime. he wants it to be like, this is the same guy who probably rails against Sharia law, yet he would love nothing more than going to a rooftop and tossing a homo off.
Hey, Dave.
I have no doubt.
You know, it's weird. I'm sure, Dave, you went to.
I don't mean tossing off.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, on video. I mean, pushing off. I'm sure he would love both, to be honest with you, I meant pushing them off of the killing them.
But Dave, didn't you go to Sunday school or vacation Bible school and you sing all these little like Jesus songs that little kids sing, like Jesus loved the little children, all the little children of the world.
He didn't say Jesus fucked the little children.
Right. God. This guy's the dumbest. He is the dumbest of the dumb we play here, right?
But he represents a wide... literally and figuratively, white swath of humans.
Kate, I need to go warm the tub up and go fetch my razor blades.
Our approval. And we're warned all throughout the scripture, if you let that continue, you're in sin. JR, am I missing something here? Am I missing something here? We're supposed to love these wicked people. Supposed to love the pedophiles. Supposed to love the people, the teachers in public schools that are teaching our kids homosex is normal. We're supposed to love that?
So he just equated pedophiles with teachers that say that homosex.
You fucking idiot. You fucking idiot.
It's normal.
God, dude. Dave, you must. Your life must be so sheltered. Must be so sad.
He wants it so hard.
But
I have no doubt that this is another one who is so anti-gay that he just can't wait to have a big Vienna sausage up his hole.
You know, I don't know how to say this. That sounded strange, but God, I have lots.
Which is fine,
yes,
by the way.
And I have lots of gay friends, and they are dear to me. They are my friends. I just don't. It blows my mind that Dave blows.
Of course it
Dave,
does.
Dave, how the fuck can you think about people like this? What is your problem? You need Prozac, you fuckhead.
Because they're hate-filled Christo cunts. And that's all they are. This American evangelical is pure evil. I've yet to see one of these people, these preachers,
yes,
that are these evangelical preachers. I'm sure there's a lot of allegedly nice evangelical sheeple out there,
right,
who are so dumb and fleeced into believing this shit.
But people
like Dave and Clinging Shit.
Right.
And Kevin Swanson.
Ugh.
And all of these carbuncles on society, these frauds, these charlatans, these hate-filled fuckwads.
Hello, fuckwad. I just don't get it. It's like, Dave, you sound miserable. He sounds angry.
God, I hope so.
I mean, I'm screaming into a microphone, but for the right reasons, fuckface.
I hope he's miserable.
You should be nice to gay people.
Yeah,
you should be
angry
nice to people.
Because people aren't being treated fairly across the board. He's angry because people are being treated fairly across the board. Who has the moral high ground?
this feeble brain.
Fuck your God, by the way.
Yeah,
fuck your religion.
Right in
bullshit.
Every
I don't care about your
hole.
Religion.
All non-existent holes filled, baby.
We're supposed to love these wicked people. Supposed to love the pedophiles. Supposed to love the people, the teachers and public schools that are teaching our kids homosex is normal. We're supposed to love that?
Nope.
I can't. After my history test, I've got an anal test.
An anal test.
I can't go out tonight. I'm studying for my scissoring final.
Oh yeah, an anal test. You got to write. You got to fill out a test. You got to grip the pencil with your fucking ass.
Right.
So they're teaching our kids homosex is normal. We're supposed to love that?
No way.
No way. What is wrong with us?
I agree. You're evil. You're a hate-filled, horrible
Dave.
Person.
You're fucking Dave. More than anything, you're stupid. You're a fucking idiot.
Subhuman.
Man. Your parents, I'm sure they're dead. They owe you a fucking apology for raising you so shittily.
Handmaid's Tale.
Oh yeah.
This is yeah, the guy who watches The Handmaid's Tale and can't grab his pud fast enough.
Do you not have a sister or a wife or a daughter or something? Like, what if they needed health care at a Planned Parenthood? Would you yell at them too?
Yeah, sure.
Good fucking God. How hard.
What is wrong with us?
I have
give
a
him a chance to repent.
Yeah,
go find another job, dude. He ain't doing that to our kids, dude.
There you go.
I am just
God. This country.
I tell you what.
Is this? Are we beyond hope?
I mean, I think
sometimes I wonder.
I think if you look at our country and you say we are not, I would say you're white. I would say you're probably white because you're asking that question, and I think that's a good question. I don't know, but man, imagine if you're black or gay.
Yeah.
The answer would surely be yes. What hope do you see in police shooting people? Just shooting them because they're black. Or just denying people rights because, hey, they're gay. That's so fucked up.
Go to our Facebook page. There's another one, a video of a kid. Here's the kid's story.
Yes.
Is that some teenagers were fighting.
Okay.
One of the kids did less than well in the fight, ran away.
Okay.
And was injured, was beaten up a little bad.
Right.
Stopped. Somewhere he was sitting on a stoop somewhere at a house.
Okay.
His friend came to check on him.
Right.
At which point, angry white house owner comes out, tackles the kid's friend.
Okay.
Who's black.
Of course.
The kid who was hurt in the fight is white.
Oh.
He's sitting on some neighborhood stoop, bleeding, with his bell rung, having been beaten up in a fight. His friend, his black friend, goes to check on him. Johnny Needledick, Officer Needledick, who lives in the house, comes running out, tackles black kid.
And the kid was just checking on his buddy.
And that's where we pick up the video. He's sitting on top of the skinny black kid with his hand on the kid's throat, telling him, don't move, don't move. What are you doing on my property? I could kill you. I could
that
kill you.
A police officer?
Yes.
Dude.
And the other kid is now filming. The kid who was beaten up wisely pulls out his cell phone and is taping
this
jackbooted, evil, tiny, bald thug, coward, who's beating up a teenager and holding this kid down. And then he keeps saying, tell your friend to come here and sit down. You tell your friend to come here and sit down. He's trying to tell the kid, the other kid, to come sit next to him where he's beating up his black friend. Come sit down while I sit on top of and choke your Negro friend.
Who the fuck is this guy?
A monster. A monster.
I would never.
And then the pond scum white hag slithers out of the house and she starts yelling, you picked the wrong house. You picked the wrong house.
Yeah. No shit. To fucking be around.
To do nothing. And
God.
The kids did nothing.
And that guy's a cop.
Regardless if they did.
That guy's
even
a cop,
if, even if he caught them doing something, this does not justify the behavior.
Absolutely.
That this asshole did to this kid.
But what's really disturbing is that guy's a cop, and I've never been a cop, but I assume there's some kind of training where they teach you how to assess a situation.
Not anymore.
Is that the way you just...
Yeah, he assessed that a black kid was sitting there, so open season.
At least he tackled him and didn't shoot anybody.
I'm surprised. He said, I could kill you. You can't.
Right.
You can't kill someone for stepping onto your property. That ain't the castle doctrine, you white fuck. You thug.
Well,
you jackbooted fascist pig.
Dude, I got bad news. You actually can. I mean, ask Philando Castillo. You can.
Yeah, apparently.
Didn't go to jail.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a fucked up country. That is some fucking bullshit.
And they wonder why people don't trust cops. And you watch video after video of these thugs. And 1/1,000th of the experience that we receive, we've talked about it. Cops are assholes.
Oh, they're dickheads.
9 out of 10 of them. And I'm being generous to the 10%. Every time I've been pulled over or had any kind of interaction with a cop,
yes,
or witnessed someone else having an interaction,
right,
with a cop, 9 out of 10 times, the cop is an ass fuck.
Yes,
is
a
horrible
dickhead,
authoritarian moron.
And you're white.
Who worsens whatever situation they come into. Right?
I mean, I was
at a party one time years ago, and there was some shenaniganry. Cops were called. There was like a fight in the backyard or something. Cops,
yes,
were called. And I swear to God, the cop that showed up made everything worse. Worse.
Dude.
Raised tensions everywhere. Yelling, yeah, screaming, who the fuck, what's going on? Hey,
listen, I know a lot of people say, listen, not all cops are like that. Benefit of the doubt. Fuck
nine
that
out
shit.
Of 10. I'm saying 9 out of 10.
The benefit of the doubt is a thing of the fucking past. Fuck that shit. You guys, you cops, you got to get your shit in line. You work for us, right? They're supposed to serve and protect the community that they're in. They're not supposed to terrorize them. My guy tackled because you're black. Man, fuck that.
Right.
Fuck that shit. God, that is...
A few teenage boys got into a fight with another group. Teens were able to get away. Jordan Brunson, 15, said,
yeah,
he was trying to help his friend who was sitting on the officer's steps. As his friend had been beaten up pretty badly. Jordan said, I was looking at him. I was going to go tell his grandmother. That's when all hell broke loose, according to the report, when the officer came out of nowhere. By the way, never identified himself as an officer. He's just this white fucking shorts and a T-shirt.
He just tackled him.
Never identifies himself this whole time as an officer.
I hope this guy goes to jail. I hope he's fucking sued for assault. Imagine that's your kid that got tackled. I'd lose my fucking
mind.
The
off-duty cop, you guys are on my fucking property, he says, as he holds Jordan down on the grass using his knee with his hand on the boy's neck.
They're kids.
Let me go, the boy pleads. No, you're on my fucking property. I could fucking kill you, the officer responds.
These are children. These are children, you dickhead.
At that point, a woman's voice is heard in the background saying the police are on their way, and she says, you guys came to the wrong house.
Yeah, they know. I mean, they happen to meet a couple of fucking asshole racists.
Why are you doing this? Jordan says. The other kid who started filming says, we can forget about this and go. Let him go. The police never identified himself as an officer,
yes,
never asked the teens what they're doing on the property, and never asked them to leave the property before he attacked the kid.
Why is this cop so stupid? Why wouldn't you ask that question before you made it physical, before you escalated?
Lansing, Illinois.
Oh, my God. This ain't Alabama? Oh, shit.
Yes, it is. It's. Yeah. Have you been to Lansing?
Alabama Stan.
Might as well be.
I don't think I have. How horrible.
So, again, they wonder. They wonder why people don't trust them. And I think the black community is amazing for not burning this fucking country down.
I agree with you.
If this is what they've been putting up with for 200 fucking years, how are they not killing every white person they can find?
Cop tackling a child and saying, I could kill you. Now, how is that kid?
We can just forget all about this and run, bro. Hey, bro, let him go. And we
in my property.
That's an off-duty Lansing police officer.
Oh, this is the. I saw the raw video earlier, but you can hear.
Get my fucking. You were on my fucking property.
How disgusting!
I could kill you.
How are you, sir? How is this
and then
kid?
Hag of a wife comes out, or girlfriend,
wait,
or whatever.
Is the kid okay? Who got attacked?
Yeah.
No, he's not okay.
They released him. There was no charges for anything. He didn't do anything except be on that cop's property. And instead of the cop saying, "Hey, what's going on? Why don't you guys leave? You're on my property," he goes into tackle the Negro mode.
That's what a normal person would say.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.